This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. As concerns increase over internet privacy and the safety of personal information, Vermont is considering a bill that would make it the first state to regulate the activities of so-called data brokers. Data brokers basically collect and then sell information they find online about, well, all of us. They learn about who we are, where we shop, what our hobbies are, what we read, and then they sell information and analysis to other companies, sometimes to companies with legitimate or at least legal marketing goals, but other times that information gets sold to criminals looking for ways to steal the identity of others. There is a bill being considered this year at the State House in Montpelier that would address some of these issues and look into how data brokers are operating in the state of Vermont and what Vermont could do about it. VT Digger reporter Erin Mansfield has been covering this issue, and she's with us now. Hi, Erin. Welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Jane. Thank you for having me.
Most of us are, you know, somewhat aware, I guess, that we're leaving a digital trail everywhere we go, but we probably aren't as informed as we should be about how extensive that trail is, how easy it is for others to find out things about us. So can you give us some examples of what kind of information is trackable by these data brokers?
Yeah, so if you think about it, you know, we have a decent idea of what kind of information is trackable as journalists, right? Because on any given day, we might want to use a database to look up someone's age, verify someone's identity. And, you know, so these data brokers can be, serve very legitimate purposes that journalists or lawyers use. But at the same time, I could also go out and I could start a business where I sell information about people. And maybe it's something as simple as a land record that I find at a town clerk. Maybe it's my IP address and the fact that I logged into a specific website. Maybe it's marketing material that I signed up for. Pretty much anything, you know, that I'm using my computer with, I might be leaving my digital footprint somewhere if I don't take certain protections. And a data broker could be buying up that information and seeking to package it and then sell it to some another party, which might be another data broker, might be a company, or in some cases could be criminals. Right now, we don't really know. And that's one of the big points being brought on this bill is that nobody really knows. It's been referred to as a wild, wild west that these data brokers are operating in.
But in terms of the legality, it is legal to collect all that information that you can find online, and it is legal to sell that information.
Yeah, I mean, depending on what the information is, but it is perfectly legal for me to go to a town clerk and ask for, you know, land records of a specific place. And it's perfectly legal for me to get information in other places. You have websites that they'll say, do you want to allow us to install cookies? And those will follow me. And, you know, maybe the pair of shoes I thought about buying yesterday will show up in an ad tomorrow. That's all perfectly legal.
So what exactly will this bill or would it do?
So an original version of this bill sought to create registration requirements for data brokers. The current version of this bill has actually been pared down quite a bit since when it was introduced about a month ago. And what it would do is require the Attorney General's Office and the Department of Financial Regulation to create a report where they come back to the legislature so that next year they might be able to regulate the data brokers.
So they're basically studying how could we regulate data brokers that are operating in the state of Vermont.
Yeah, they are studying it. All the, you know, and as we all know, working in the legislature, study is often, you know, code for killing a bill.
Right.
The Attorney General's office has told me they are still committed to doing this. It's just that they were working in a very short time frame. So it, looking like this version of the bill, it's S-72, will pass and then regulations might come out next year.
So what's the problem here that lawmakers are hoping to address? I mean, we've talked about the fact that there's a lot of information online and we're not all aware of what information of ours is being collected and then where it's being sold. But you know, how could the state of Vermont address this when this is all happening in the cloud somewhere?
That is where they're starting. You know, that idea that it's all kind of out there. It's all this wild, wild west. The original theory behind the bill was to have data brokers register with the Department of Financial Regulation in the same way that, you know, an insurance company or any other business that is regulated would. And the idea that Assistant Attorney General Ryan Krieger brought up in front of the House Commerce Committee was that, you know, if you're following the law, you're going to keep following laws. So if they pass a law saying register, then all the good guys are going to come out and register. And then at least they would have an idea that if they know a company is operating but they haven't registered, they would be able to look more into that company to see if they're hurting consumers at all.
Has any other state tried to do this yet?
Yeah, states have tried to do it, but no one's actually succeeded. The state of California tried, the state of Illinois tried, and both of them failed in that. Vermont could be the first to regulate data brokers. It won't be this year. It has a lot of industry opposition to the bill based on the concern that if Vermont is the first state and they're taking a very small registration requirement, the industry is concerned that, you know, maybe the other states will start building off on top of that. But this has been a very difficult industry for any state to rein in on.
And why does the state care if the industry is worried, given that, you know, that there are some shady deals happening within this industry in data brokers? I mean, why does it matter that the industry is pushing back?
Well, I think always in the legislature, when an industry pushes back, it becomes a concern. In this case, you know, what might be complicating it is that it's such an industry that they don't know that much about. So if they don't know that much about it, there's always an argument to be made to study it. But the big issue here, I think, was timing. I think it was mostly timing.
You've also been following a different bill that would apply to internet service providers that was designed to try to reinstate some protections that had been rescinded by the federal government recently. Can you describe the status of that legislation?
Yeah, it's a similar but different bill. Senator Ginny Lyons and about a half dozen other senators decided that once Donald Trump signed this law rolling back some protections at the Federal Communications Commission, that they wanted to try to reinstate those protections at the state level. That is the status of that bill is still currently in limbo. It is another situation, just like the data brokers bill, where it came up and it was drafted after a lot of these procedural deadlines. So the only way to pass it is to attach it to another bill, the telecommunications bill. And the Senate Finance Committee is still working on that. The Senate hasn't passed it.
Erin Mansfield is a reporter for VT Digger. Erin, thank you very much for sharing with us some of what's happening in digital regulation in Montpelier.
Thank you.